Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Cattle producers, you're invited to the 2017 Spring Bull Sale of Express Ranches, Friday, March 3rd at 10 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 550 Angus bulls and 50 Hereford bulls that day, starting at 10 a.m. These Express Ranch bulls all have genomically tested EPDs with the Zoetis I50K technology. For more information, go to their website, www.expressranches.com, or give Express Ranches a call at 800-664-3977.
The makers of Black Label Zinc understand. You didn't get into farming for the money. You farm because your family farmed. You farm because feeding the world feels good. But while you didn't get into it for the money, getting the best return on your money is a priority. That's why Black Label Zinc uses zinc and proprietary LHC technology to optimize the phosphate in your ground for better root masses and even bigger yield potential. When return on investment matters, turn to Black Label Zinc. It's phosphate done better.
It's one of the biggest agricultural meetings of the year. Commodity Classic underway in San Antonio this week. Our own Carson Horn is there. He had the opportunity to, in just advance of all the Commodity Classic activities, be a part of the Bayer Crop Science Ag Advocacy Forum, where he caught up with Dr. Adrian Percy, Bayer's global head of research and development and a member of the executive committee of Bayer Crop Science. Dr. Percy says a lot of great things happening in agriculture right now, and he likens it to the Industrial Revolution that changed society so much over 100 years ago.
We firmly believe we're in a golden age of science and technology right now. There are so many things that are happening. There are so many areas that are advancing together. You know, so we were talking about, you know, just things that we're seeing: self-driving tractors, advances in biotechnology, robotics, drones, material science advances, artificial intelligence. I mean, there is a lot of things that are happening right now, and this is going to be transformational, I think, for all of our lives in many areas, but also for agriculture. And I think people can see, you know, this new technology arriving in agriculture right now. And, you know, we feel that this is really important because, you know, we have an incredible mission of feeding, you know, 10 billion people on this planet by 2050 in a sustainable manner. And we're going to need that technology to help us do that.
Dr. Percy believes that farmers and ranchers will do just fine incorporating the new technology into their operations. He says the key, though, is for those same farmers and ranchers to let consumers know it's okay.
Well, I think, farmers have always evolved. They've always developed. They've, you know, by and large, you know, accepted and adapted to new technologies. And that's going to continue, perhaps in an even more exponential rate than we've seen in the past. But I think, you know, what we've been talking about here at this advocacy forum is the importance also of advocating for what we do, advocating for agriculture, telling the consumers who are by and large very removed from agricultural practices today, you know, what agriculture is really about, explaining what modern agricultural practices are and reassuring them that actually we're really producing safe and abundant food for them.
Dr. Adrian Percy of Bayer Crop Science visiting with our own Carson Horn in San Antonio. Oklahoma Department of Agriculture has been working for a while on a new recognition for women in agriculture. They're going to call it the Significant Women in Oklahoma Agriculture. And their first honoree announced yesterday, Gay Pfeiffer, a significant woman in Oklahoma agriculture. Gay and her husband, John, farm in the Mulhall, Oklahoma area. From the calendar, next Monday, Tuesday, is the 2017 Oklahoma No-Till Conference happening this year at the Grand Casino in Shawnee. Walk-in registrations will be accepted. You've got farm news on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2017 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Heifer Sale, Saturday, March 4th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 88 bulls will be offered, with 48 of them with low birth weight EPDs suitable for breeding heifers. They will also be offering 10 open registered females and 30 commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036.
And that's the latest agricultural news. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.